Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, Matthew Collar in for Henry Lake. We got football. We got baseball. Those are sports that are happening right now. The Gophers just gave up couple of long plays to Dylan Raiola, who, yes, I have made fun of for pretending to be Mahomes, and he just took a horrible sack. But he threw a left-handed pass for a completion that was really cool. But then, of course, took a horrible sack, so the Gophers have kind of bowed up here when it comes to the red zone against Nebraska. They're up 7-3. And then we saw Grand Salami. Seattle is up 6-2 on Toronto. Got a question for you, Jonathan. Now, I know that you're not a Vikings guy, right? But you've been here long enough. Where should Philadelphia exist in the realm of teams that Vikings fans should hate? My argument would be not actually that high. And here's why. Because in 2017, yes, it is true that Philadelphia Eagles fans were very mean to Vikings fans who traveled to their stadium. Personally, I think that's mostly fine. Now, there's lines that are crossed, and there's things that could get someone hurt, like throwing a full beer at a guy who's just walking around in his Vikings horns, not hurting anyone. I get it. Saying terrible things to the opposing team's fan, inbounds. Totally inbound. Oh, they were swearing at my child. Well, maybe you should have not had your child dressed up in a all purple and a Stephon Diggs jersey and everything else when you were going into the Lions' Den, when you were doing it, when it was, you know what Philadelphia is, and you also know what time the game was. The game was at like 5 p.m. Eastern, which meant all day long. Those crazy...
Liquored up?
Yes, those crazy people. They have a jail in their stadium, folks. You knew that. You knew that when you show up. You get no excuse. Oh, my gosh, they used bad language. Look, if you got something thrown at you, that's bad. If they swore at you, that's on you. You had to have known that was going to happen. I love the Philly crowd. I've been there many times. It's fantastic. The noise level is great. The engagement is great. They come with Reggie White jerseys and Randall Cunningham and Jerome Brown and Brian Westbrook and like all these like great old school player jerseys. They are as intense as anybody ever gets. And in a world of football where it's become very fan friendly, and I think that's great. And I love that little Jimmy and whatever Jalen can go to the game. I love that. That's great for Gen Alpha to be able to attend football games and not feel their life is threatened. But there remains that, like, this is the gladiators of sports, folks. Come on. So I never held that against Philadelphia, that their atmosphere is a different one and it's crazy. And if you went to their stadium in the biggest game to go to the Super Bowl and got cussed out, that's on you. You should have stayed home and watched it there. So I don't have anything against what happened there of their fans not liking people showing up in purple to their stadium. Just because you're nice doesn't mean everyone else has to be. But for everything else, Philadelphia winning that game in the way that they did, you can't hate them for that. They just won a game. They were just better than you. You can't hate them for that. What else other than that have Philadelphia really done to make Minnesota Vikings fans hate them? So they did have, and this was funny. See, this, I find all this stuff great and people don't like it, but there was a 100-year-old Viking fan named Millie who was like at the Minneapolis Miracle game or something, and it was a local news story. And after the game, some people carried a giant banner that said F Millie, and I'm sorry, but I think that's hysterical. So, that's all inbounds to me for crazy fan stuff when your teams are battling for the Super Bowl. They won the game. They beat the tar out of the Vikings. The next number of times that they've played the Eagles, the Vikings won in 2018. Linval Joseph had a long touchdown interception. That was awesome. The Vikings won in 2019 at US Bank Stadium. Kirk had probably the best game he's ever had as a Viking. Diggs went off in that game. It was a good win for them. And in 2023, the Vikings got beat in a game where they kind of beat themselves. They fumbled at the end zone. Justin Jefferson trying to reach out, lost the ball. They fumbled a punt, and they let that game get away from them, and then they got steamrolled. But there was nothing in there to say, wow, you should really hate them, that there was anything that the Eagles did necessarily or whatever. So it's really just Minnesotans have a very different approach to their stadium atmosphere than Philadelphia, and there is a lot more of pushing the limits of legality and of societal norms in Philadelphia. But I don't think that's a reason for Vikings fans to really hate Philly. I don't look at them as a huge rivalry. They've played some good games against them. It really is just that one. Now, Philly had other wins in the playoffs against the Vikings. The game that Tavares Jackson started through a pick six. So there was that one. But that was, again, what did Philly do wrong there? They just intercepted the ball and ran it for a touchdown. There was the Freddie Mitchell game with the tip ball. Okay, well, that's on you. Knock the ball down. It doesn't scream rivalry to me. I think it's really that they're a good team. The Vikings expect to be a good team. So this game is entertaining because of the sheer amount of talent that's on the field. They have some of the best players in the league. The Vikings have some of the best players in the league. The coaching is maybe suspect at times in Philadelphia, but they have a Super Bowl. The coaching overall for the Vikings is usually good, even though it's what we do to rip apart every single thing that they call. But I think we both know that. We all know that Kevin O'Connell and Brian Flores are good. I just think it's good football. I don't think there should be a hate factor. That, to me, save that for the Saints, Sean Payton, the Brett Favre thing. You can hate them forever. The Packers, if you want to toss the Lions in there for recently, the way that the Lions have kind of dominated the Kevin O'Connell Vikings, and maybe you hate the Dan Campbell act of, I'm just this big, crazy caveman. Maybe you hate that, and Lions fans have gotten very full of themselves after being total trash for my entire lifetime. I can feel that. Philadelphia, I don't know. I just can't find what else Vikings fans are supposed to have against them. They're a really good organization with a great football team that you need to beat on Sunday. Am I missing something?
We are going to totally disagree on this.
Oh, really? Okay.
So what you have done is you have denied Vikings fans the opportunity to realize their inner child. Because when you were young, it didn't matter whether you had a bounty gate. It didn't matter whether the other team yelled at you and made you feel bad. It was they beat your team. They beat your team. I, for the longest time, I was not a fan of the Minnesota Twins. I was not a fan of the Seattle Mariners, because they had really good teams that would always beat the team that I root for. And they just couldn't get over that hump. In the 90s and in the 2000s, I'd be like, oh, Ken Griffey Jr., Kirby Puckett. Yeah. But after growing up and growing more perspective, I thought, okay. I root, you know, especially late in his career, I rooted for Ken Griffey Jr. I can appreciate Kirby Puckett. I can appreciate those teams. But my inner child will always say, how dare you always beat my team? And that is where the Minnesota Vikings fans are right now. They're realizing their inner child, the Philadelphia Eagles, should be number three with a bullet, probably behind the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears.
I cannot put them over the Saints.
I say you put them above the Saints.
No.
I say you put them above the Kansas City Chiefs, who have beaten them in a Super Bowl. I say you put them above all the New York Giants, who blew them out 41 rip in the NFC Championship game.
Yeah, but that was their fault. Those aren't rivalries when you just lose because you're worse.
Philadelphia continually takes the Vikings out to the shed and brings out the whooping stick. That's what they've done the last 5, 10, 15 years. Now, the reason why I don't say the Saints anymore is because a pin has been put in that balloon with the Minneapolis Miracle.
Okay, and that is fair, but even in the Minneapolis Miracle, Sean Payton was being a jerk with the
Payton.
That's a forever beef. Sean Payton is a forever beef with. I mean, you get suspended for an entire year for what they did to Brett Favre. I mean, to me, you don't have to ever let that one go.
That's the other pin in the balloon. Sean Payton's not there anymore.
Sean Payton. Their ownership, though, is still the same. The stadium's still the same.
Well, the ownership has changed a little bit because the Boogie Benson passed. So his wife now owns the team. So there's been a slight change in ownership as well. But, yeah, Sean Payton, you can hate that dude forever. Absolutely. That dude is garbage. That dude is done. It's in the minds of Vikings fans. In the minds of a lot of teams fans, by the way. But Philadelphia, this is your chance, Minnesota. This is your chance, Vikings. Purple Nation, show up. Show out. Show that you can take down the reigning Super Bowl champions, the defending Super Bowl champions. Show up and show out at noon at U.S. Bank Stadium. And then hopefully you can leave by 4 so I can get downtown and not have to worry about the traffic and anything because I got to be here.
I don't think everybody's going to be cleared out by then.
It should be close. If anything, I have alternate routes to get here, to get downtown, but I'm probably not going to leave. I don't have to be here until I run the show at 5, about 5 o'clock. So I probably am not going to leave until about 3:45. Again, this is your shot. This is your chance to finally put away that demon for now, because maybe you meet again in the playoffs. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't think it's that intense. But I mean, it's a game.
No.
It's a game. They've beaten them since.
The Kelly Green with the silver wing. That is your destination to clip that wing and bring those Eagles back down to earth. I might be a little bit bitter because of the last Super Bowl. I may be a little bit bitter. I may be doing transference through the Vikings fans. But this is your shot, Vikings fans. This is your shot.
So I was going to talk about how big of a game this is, but now I feel like you've made it way too big of a game with that.
To be honest, though, this is the time where you, in all honesty, this is the time where you should get them because they are vulnerable. Now, they will be ticked off. That's the one bad thing about it. They'll be ticked off losing to the Giants a week and a half ago. But this, they don't have the same mojo. And the same thing happened after they got to the Super Bowl two seasons ago. Started off great, did an absolute tailspin into the football abyss at the end of that season. And what happened? Coordinator changes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The defense has not looked as good, even with Vic Fangio staying there. But again, they had a coordinator change with Kellen Moore going to New Orleans. So now they're still trying to figure things out. This is as good a time as any, whether you have McCarthy, Wentz, whoever at quarterback. This is the time to get them.
Well, let's break it down a little bit more. Andrew Kramer and I of the Star Tribune talked earlier today at TCO Performance Center and looked at the quarterback situation for the Vikings and hardcore previewed some of this matchup between the Vikings and Eagles. Let's do that next. Matthew Collar in for Henry Lake.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
they
it.
Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
All right, we got Vikings and Eagles. It'll be Carson Wentz as the starting quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings. What do we think of this matchup, and when will we see J.J. McCarthy? Again, I had a chance today at TCO Performance Center to chat with Andrew Kramer, and so we had a conversation about all those things regarding Vikings, Eagles, and the QB situation. So let me bring you that conversation.
Need your feeling just generally on the quarterback situation as a whole. My take on this has been that they should be as patient as J.J. McCarthy needs them to be. That we all want to rush this. I know you and I, I'm sure, as much as anybody else, want to see J.J. McCarthy and start to find out what kind of quarterback he's going to be. But sometimes Roger Goodell's National Football League has other plans than you lay out at the beginning of the season. And unpredictability is a great thing about football, but it can also be maddening because you just thought, okay, well, even coming out of the Atlanta game, I think we all thought Cincinnati's next. Get right game, get to 2-1, get back on track, and we'll see where this kid takes things. Having him not playing and the last we saw him was Atlanta has kind of been excruciating to talk about. And then now for the team to not have his ankle back to 100% after going overseas, experience swelling, coming back, it feels like, when is this going to actually happen with J.J. McCarthy? And what I'm trying to say is, it might take longer than you think, and that's okay. Like, that doesn't mean his career is over. In fact, it might mean much better things for his career the longer that they decide to be patient with him.
Yeah, and he's at a really weird spot where nothing that's happened to him is his fault. He's missed 20 of 22 games so far in his career due to injuries. The two games he's been on the field, he's 1-1, and obviously the results production-wise haven't been great for him. But what have we learned looking around the NFL this season, or any year if you pay attention? It's that patience usually pays off at the position, whether it's Baker Mayfield, whether it's Sam Darnold, whether it's any other number of reclamation projects that are missing my brain right now. But there are a number of guys who have come back at quarterback and shown that they can be worth something, even if they're not in their first stop. And that's not to say JJ won't be here. It's been two games. I think what they need is more practice time, like Kevin O'Connell's talking about with him. Obviously, this training camp that they went through this summer with him did not get him up to the point where it was game proof in terms of his habits, in terms of the things that he fell back on. O'Connell referenced the injury in the third quarter against the Falcons as a reason, too, of why things kind of broke down on him in that game. Any number of those reasons could help explain, but O'Connell also made sure to mention on Wednesday of this week that these things are all very, very normal for a young quarterback to experience. And it feels like it should be farther along because it's been a year and a half, but we're talking about awaiting McCarthy's third start. Jackson Dart just played his third start against the Eagles and won the game. So that's not to say McCarthy can't look the exact same in his third start when he comes out against whoever that's going to be down the road. So I do think it's hard. We talk about this so much. There's 6 days between every single game. We sit there and we gnaw on all the details and we talk about this ad nauseum, and fans want to see it because they wait 6 days between games to see it, and they are still going to be waiting on McCarthy. So I get it. But you're not going to necessarily know the next time he plays. You might not know by the end of this year, and the Vikings might not. But what measures success and what matters is them to at least get some evidence with him and at least see him at some point this year. It's a long season. They've got how many games left? 12? There's no saying Carson Wentz is going to start more than the next two of them. We have no idea.
It feels like I've already lived a full season.
No, right?
I mean, this training camp almost felt like a season in itself because every single day felt so big. Where with when Kirk is a quarterback, I'm like, all right, today I'm watching the third string defensive tackle to see it, right? But we are paying so much ultra attention to every single day of J.J. McCarthy and tracking his progress. But I think what even this year told us is, and not just us, but the team as well. I mean, after the joint practices, Kevin O'Connell was downright giddy about how J.J. McCarthy looked, and he should have been. He looked great. I thought he made a ton of progress. He wasn't playing with Jefferson for the entire training camp, and it looked like he had gotten a lot of things down, getting rid of the ball, having the right footwork, all that sort of stuff. But you have to be able to apply that. And I like to make the, different comparisons with golf a lot. I know you're not the hugest golf guy, but think about going out to the driving range and you're trying to get it right and you're crushing in the driving range. And then you go to the first tee and you hook it in the woods. It's just a whole different level of pressure. Mm-hmm. It's just different when you're doing it with actual stakes and actual variables that you can't control in practice, even in a joint practice. And one of those variables is that Justin School can be beat instantly and you'll get destroyed. And then you have that in your head for the rest of the game. Justin School got beat badly, maybe twice in that game, like really badly. But out of 27 or something dropbacks, but you could feel those, even in his performance. And that is very normal. That happened to Tom Brady in the Super Bowl before. So it's not anything new that pressure impacts a quarterback, especially a young one. And that's why when you look at that game, you have to say, well, maybe more experience is the only real answer. But if he's not ready, and every time that happens, then the footwork goes awry, then you're not going to win very much, and it's going to be a pretty ugly season. So they have to balance this. I think that Kevin O'Connell, he gets that big contract extension in the offseason and is immediately asked to justify it.
Yeah.
Like, if you are who we thought you were, then this is a situation that you should be able to handle and navigate through. But it's not easy, and I'm sure that he also hears a little bit of the, hey, look at Sam Darnold, hey, look at Aaron Rodgers chatter, and there's probably a strong desire to, well, I got to get the kid back out there and show that we made the right decision. But you can't really control when someone is truly ready to play in this league.
And Kevin O'Connell is also somebody who's talked, we all know the whole thing about, organizations ruining quarterbacks, all those things. And J.J. McCarthy hasn't even taken a snap yet, as you mentioned, school with Christian Darrisaw, who, by the way, didn't come back until McCarthy was already injured. So,
Or Addison.
And this offensive line is in better shape at entering Sunday than it was back in weeks one or two. Well, frankly, I suppose weeks two after the injuries that started to hit them right away. But I do think with O'Connell, McCarthy, all of this, it's going to be a difficult situation because he has to walk a very tight rope in terms of the optics, It's a 22-year-old kid, somebody who is your franchise quarterback, but yet you've got a veteran locker room. You've got a very expensive roster. You've got guys that want to win, and you've got a veteran in Carson Wentz who's completing 70% of his passes through three starts. He's 2-1. He's committed two turnovers in your one loss, but again, both of those were tipped. If you're O'Connell, you're still looking at just the basics of it, and who gives you the best chance to win on Sunday? And it seems like that's Carson Wentz.
Right. And it's just, I think of the whole situation is just unfortunate on so many levels. I mean, you can't control a meniscus tear that would have, if he didn't have it, he probably wouldn't have played last year, but he would have gotten so much work behind the scenes physically doing these things. And I think that there's such a difference between, and to stick with the golf analogy, knowing that your hands are supposed to be a certain way or your hips are supposed to turn a certain way, and actually making your body do it. And I just don't think he's there yet, which is going to come along with throwing actual passes in any environment, whether it's practice or whether it's in games.
And that's a great point. The whole year last year, remember Josh McCown saying this offseason of like, if we got anything out of last year, I at least got to know the guy. And that says a lot just about how much they did not get to work together on the field. Obviously, he only was healthy up until August 10th, that first preseason game. So I think the lack of practice time, O'Connell keeps saying it to the point that it kind of becomes numb, I think, to people's ears, not just media, but fans. And I think fans need to realize that, no, that is the truth, that this guy has not had a ton of time on task, as they like to say. And that's going to be something that makes the coaching staff more comfortable, certainly, the next time they put him out there, if they can bank a lot of time with him on the field. And at least they've got 2 weeks now, going back to the bye week, to work from moving forward.
Right. And I will raise the hand and admit that I underrated that. I definitely underrated last year. I thought you could take a ton out of that type of season, and he probably has mentally, but not physically, not with actually forming the, I don't know, whatever the brain language is, the synapse, the neurons, whatever it is together to get that, what do they call it, like muscle memory,
sure,
that kind
of
thing, right? I mean, that's a very real thing. And then also, like, you can only train your eyes with VR so much to be able to see where those things are going. And what people don't realize about playing quarterback is that you have to be a fortune teller. Like, you have to be able to see 3 seconds ahead or whatever, a second and a half ahead of where someone's going to be and where defenders are going to be. And this is why, like, Drew Brees is such a freak, right? Where he just has some matrix in his head where he drops back and he releases the football. And when you freeze the tape, you're like, I have no idea what's going on right there. And then it presents itself like, oh, that defender was leaning that way, and that's why he saw whatever. This is a very, very difficult thing to do that, by the way, Jalen Hurts isn't even great at, and he's played and he's won a Super Bowl. So I think you'd only do that through practicing a lot and then actually getting out there. And I think that they should let this entire thing sort of come to them. Like, okay, he has to be 100%. We all agree with that. But in terms of the performance from the rest of the team with Wentz, I think we'll just all know if it's time. Like, it might be time against Detroit if they go 0-2. It might not be time if they go 2-0, right? We're all just going to have a feeling, okay, the wheels have kind of come off. Now it's time to go back to McCarthy.
It will be interesting if Carson Wentz keeps winning. That will make it interesting in terms of when that decision comes. And that's not to say that Carson's going to win every game from here on out and there won't be some kind of natural point that you're talking about, because I do think that's possible. It does make it interesting if Carson keeps winning and playing well, which he has done so far. It's not like they've played the best defenses in the NFL, although Cleveland is very good. He though, has played efficiently enough.
All right, I'm going to give something a shot as we move over to the Eagles offense versus the Vikings defense. I'm going to give something a try. You're much better at this than me. The vibes don't feel very good in Philadelphia right now with the last two performances. I can't say 100% for sure, but that's just my sense. They've lost the last two games. Total meltdown in the second half against Denver, just a no-show in New York. And it feels like a lot of people are pointing fingers and looking around at each other. I think we learn a lot about this current group, because we know this, every team is different. You can have the most close-knit bonded team 1 year and then a team that can't stand each other the next year. I think we learn about them on offense versus the Vikings defense this Sunday.
In terms of learning about Philadelphia, learning if they need another hour-long player-led meeting between Saquon, AJ, and Jalen Hurts. Yeah.
At least they showed up to it, unlike in Miami, apparently.
I do. Yeah, because Brian Flores' group could stress you. it could get real loud and stressful there, and it could have for Michael Penix back in week two, because it was incredibly loud there before that game slipped away on the Vikings, and it can get so loud when fans are into it. And I think coming off the bye, Super Bowl champs being here, even though it's a noon game at US Bank, I do think the environment can be that similar. And as we know, this Vikings pass rush, even if they don't have Andrew Van Ginkel, they should have Blake Cashman back, it would seem. That's going to be huge for them. I think the pressure packages they can put together with Blake. And I do think they're going to try and pressure Jalen Hurts. I think getting as many guys up at the line, I think filling the running lanes, I think taking away the extra element of the quarterback run where they can open up gaps and create that numbers advantage with Jalen, trying to take that away by just overwhelming them up front, I think might be their best bet. Not that I know anything or a modicum of what Brian Flores does, but just how they match up and how they got beat 2 years ago. Very different teams, obviously, but Jalen Hurts ran and DeAndre Swift ran all over them 2 years ago, and they just didn't do enough up front, and I think they're going to change that this time around.
Yeah, there's a couple things with Jalen Hurts that I think that they will do everything they can to utilize, and then also some other things, everything to avoid. I don't think you want straight dropbacks against two deep safeties, different looks that change after the snap, pre-snap stuff that doesn't really show itself, and then it's, well, okay, there's a different coverage than I ever thought. And if Harrison Smith is out there a little more, we'll kind of see on that. Mm-hmm. But then there's even more of that sort of tomfoolery that they do with opposing quarterbacks. I don't think that that's the strength of Jalen Hurts, is to have a nine-step drop and look at three different options super quick. You look at his snap to release, it's the slowest in the NFL. I think where he would be really great is running a lot of that stuff with the ball in his hands and just forcing the Vikings to stop it. Because so far, when teams have said, we dare you to stop our run game, they have not been the best in doing it. Now, they came up clutch against Cleveland, and if they didn't, they would have lost that game. But against Pittsburgh, they did not. And if I'm watching the Pittsburgh game from Philly's perspective, I'm going, big personnel, run, 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 quick pass, run, run, run. That would be along the lines. And I don't think they have the line to do it the same way they did it in 23 or in the same way they did it to teams last year. But I would be thinking smash mouth all day long against this Vikings team and try to take away all those opportunities to blitz, all those opportunities to confuse, which they do so well.
Yeah, and I don't have the numbers. I don't remember the single high percentage split, all that stuff against the Steelers. But I do remember walking away from watching the Dublin game thinking that Brian Flores really respected Rodgers in terms of backing off.
Yep.
Not that they didn't blitz in moments, because they did, but in terms of a lot of two safety deep stuff, really playing off coverage. And that led to some of the dink and dunk stuff where Dallas Turner's a little too far off of DK Metcalf on a 14-yarder or the 80-yarder where Ivan Pace seems to go the wrong way. Just a lot of different things that broke down for them in coverage, but they seemed to kind of play a little, and maybe because they didn't respect Gainwell. Maybe they didn't respect the run game or what the Steelers might try to do up front. It's obviously different this time around with Saquon and Jalen. So I don't think they're going to make the same mistake, if that was a mistake against the Steelers, because it just didn't seem like they tried to take away Gainwell, certainly on the edges. I think Gainwell that game had most of his production on the outsides, and they've since clamped down on that, or did at least a good job on the outsides. It was more the interior against Cleveland that was a big issue.
All right, that was Andrew Kramer of the Star Tribune out there at TCO Performance Center earlier today. Quick question before we take a break, Jonathan. Are you picking the Vikings for this game? You sounded very enthusiastic about it, but are you actually picking them?
I said it was their time. I didn't say they would win. I have it as a toss-up, because I think Flores' defense will come to play. Can they get enough out of Carson Wentz in the offense? I think that's where you're going to have maybe not struggles, because, again, Philadelphia's defense has not been world burners this entire season. But I think the defense for the Vikings will keep them close.
It feels low scoring is how it's going to go. Minnesota, by the way, up 7-6 on Nebraska at halftime. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. And I have a thought on a hobby of mine that I'm trying to appreciate more and more as I go forward. So we'll take a quick break. Matthew Collar in for Henry Lake.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
We got a potential upset here as Louisville is up 24-13 against number 2 ranked Miami. Also, Minnesota leading 7-6 against Nebraska. At halftime, we've got the Dodgers up 3-0 on Milwaukee and Seattle 1 on a grand slam, 6-2 over Toronto. Exciting action in the world of sports. And, well, also, if you're wondering what's going on with San Jose State against Utah State, if you're a gambling person, then it's 7-3 there, just to complete the headline. The
Mountain West action.
Yeah, right. Hey, look, man, when it comes to college football, I'll watch any of it because it's all silly, ridiculous, crazy, nonsense fun. And I feel like that's what Louisville has been tonight over Miami. I said to you early in the game, like, I don't think Miami's that good. I don't think anybody's that good in college football, and it's kind of been that way. And good for Miller Moss, who was kind of ejected out of USC and is leading now for Louisville. So I mentioned a hobby of mine, which is jogging. I like to go jogging. I find it to be refreshing. And also, I eat way too much Taco Bell, and I need to justify that to myself by jogging. And over the years, I have always felt like when it got to fall time, just, well, you know, great jogging season is kind of over. And I'll fight through it, but I like it in the summertime. I like to be out there really getting that sweat. Like to be out there in the shorts and the T-shirt. I'm not a run with your shirt off guy. I saw a run with your shirt off guy today, and I'm like, dude, I don't know. 67 degrees. I don't know if you could be run with your shirt off guy. I'm also not confident enough to be run with your shirt off guy. I'm not tan. I'm from Minnesota. I, you know, don't like work the upper body enough. But I like the summer for the jogs. I'm really leaning into fall this year. Just the whole thing, the jogging outside, having it like 62 degrees, like it is tonight. It is the perfect weather to do anything. We went to the dog park earlier. It was probably 68 degrees. Nice little breeze, sun peeking through. The dog was very happy to play with other dogs. To be at the football game tonight, for all those folks that are over there at the stadium, I mean, it must be fantastic. And you and I, Jonathan, are both big golfers, been leaning into the fall golf this year. Normally, once that weather changes and there's leaves on the course, I can't stand losing the golf ball to leaves. I'm kind of done. Football season gets going. But last weekend, I played a couple rounds with a friend of mine. I was like, man, is there a certain age where you're like, actually fall? Because I've not been, or is it this year? I think it might actually be this year. This year, fall has just been extremely pleasant. And when we look at the weather going forward, hovering around 60, 58 to 70 sometimes, it's just been really nice. So there's your water cooler Minnesota small talk about the weather. But I've found it to be very pleasant. And maybe the Gophers will too this evening. Also, you know, when you're playing fall golf, you don't have the sweaty hands. You know, it's nice. It's crisp. The ball doesn't quite fly as far, but you're not out there like, you know, just completely soaked. Brewers are trying to fight back against the Dodgers. It's a little depressing, though. We've got it up here in the studio. It's a little depressing that the Milwaukee Brewers just don't have enough juice to battle with
Jackson Chura actually hit a home run, but he hit a ground rule double.
It's a ground rule double, yeah. So still 3-0 with a guy on second base.
Start the inning with a guy at second. You got to start a rally somewhere.
Who would you rather see, Seattle or Toronto, play against the Dodgers?
So, Seattle. Couple of reasons. Number one, they've never been there before, and I've grown to appreciate that area. I lived in that area, not Seattle, but in the state. I lived in Washington for 4 years. I know, people that I know from that area are big Mariners fans. I root for the Mariners for them. And like I said, I've grown an appreciation more and more for the Mariners over time. And so I would love to see them win a World Series. I'd love to see the people up in Washington get a huge, you know, just like when the Seahawks won the Super Bowl, I'd love for them to get a World Series trophy there. Just like, I would be appreciative if the Minnesota Vikings won here. I'd appreciate the Vikings winning here and giving the fan base that long-awaited Lombardi trophy.
It feels a little like us, right, Seattle? I think in terms of the size of Seattle versus the size of the Twin Cities, very similar, right? Like right around the 15th.
Yeah, they're basically in the same.
Yeah, same tier.
Yeah, metropolitan population, yes. But again, you feel like the little brother.
Yeah.
You know, Seattle, they're not close to L.A. or San Francisco, but anything out west, anything west of the Rocky Mountains, it's L.A. and San Francisco. You know, if you're San Diego, you're lucky. If you're Phoenix, you're lucky. If you're Seattle, you're lucky. Portland, you're lucky. Here, everything is dominated pretty much by Chicago.
Right.
You know, if you're not Chicago, then you might be Detroit. If you're not Detroit, then you're nowhere.
Well, so, I also think of it, too, as, I mean, Seattle does have a Super Bowl and that the Vikings do not have, but they also lost a Super Bowl in totally tragic fashion with not handing the ball to Marshawn Lynch. They lost their basketball team. Like, if not for that one Super Bowl that they won, they would go in the all-time like, most tragic. You had Ken Griffey Jr. for all that time, and then you let him go. You don't win a World Series. You're on the doorstep a number of times. You had great teams. You couldn't get it done. You have Ichiro for all those years, Hall of Fame talent. You can't get it done. So to finally break through, and I will always feel bad for them of losing their basketball team.
Yeah.
To watch Oklahoma City is similar to watching like the Dallas Stars.
Yeah.
When everybody in Minnesota. Yes. So I think that there's a little bit of synergy there.
There is definitely synergy in Seattle in here in the Twin Cities. I think that is apparent.
And maybe the Vikings can win with a quarterback who's on the rookie contract, which is really when that discussion started, because that CBA was put in 2011, and Russell Wilson was drafted by Seattle after that, and they utilized his rookie contract to build up that behemoth team and win the Super Bowl, which is what the Vikings are doing if they can ever get their young quarterback on the football field, which maybe will happen sometime soon.
Now, again, this whole thing, I think the whole thing with the rookie contract started the year after Sam Bradford, as I like to call him throughout his career, stealing money.
Yeah, I mean, Sam, he was a victim of a lot of injuries, too. I mean, I've kind of thought of him with J.J. McCarthy, where, I mean, McCarthy just hasn't been able to get on the field. It's hard to get a lot better when you can't get on the field, and that was Sam Bradford. I mean, even 2017, Bradford looked amazing in training camp the first week of the season, gets another injury. It's kind of felt that way this year, but you never know where this team can take you. So let's take a quick break. We'll put a wrap on the show, and we'll return. All right, second half of the Gophers game is rolling along. It's 7-6 Gophers. And got to say, through the last couple years, and their record really hasn't changed that much, so I don't think this opinion is based on record so much as just a word that everybody loves to use all the time is vibe. So I guess I'll use that. The vibe of the program, I think, has been a lot more fun the last couple of years, even if their record hasn't been crazy better. And last year, they had a bunch of close games that they almost won. But watching Max Brosmer play quarterback last year was entertaining. And their offense is better. It's not perfect. And PJ Fleck is not the guy that I would have play in a Madden tournament and try to manage the game, because I don't think he does a great job of that. But this program has had a lot of really close games, a lot of really entertaining games over the last couple of years. And I think that this NIL era, as hard as it is for a team like Minnesota that doesn't have the gazillions of dollars that some other programs have, is they have a guy with a certain energy that really works with certain types of people. And so they've built a team where you know that if anybody's any good, they're going to take $1 million and go somewhere else. But we haven't seen a ton of that, that they've been able to get still good talent, guys who go to the NFL. They were able to keep Parrish. I mean, they've had good players under PJ Fleck recently. And that doesn't mean that I think that they're, you know, national champions or anything. I think it's just more, it's more watchable. It's more fun. And you feel like the players have bought into him in maybe a different way than earlier on, because if they wanted to go, they would just go. It's not like anybody's forcing you to stay, especially if the offers would be on the table. And I've found myself leaning into watching, wanting to watch Gopher games where I could even go back maybe 2 years where they couldn't complete a 7-yard pass. And it was just run and run and run and run. It was painful. And now it's entertaining, and I'm looking forward to the second half of this game. So I am going to head home and watch it. Thank you to Henry Lake for letting me fill in. Thanks to you, Jonathan, for producing here tonight. And I don't know when I'll catch you all again, but I'm sure it'll be sometime soon. Maybe by that time, J.J. McCarthy will be back starting. I guess we'll see. We'll catch you all later.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.